Somebody has written me a card here quoting Hebrews 8, verses 9 and 10, where the Lord says that the new covenant will not be according to the covenant I made with our fathers. And so you note on this card that it was God who made both covenants, the old and the new. Well, I can't believe that God would ever initiate a covenant that would lead people into bondage. Can you? And the old covenant leads into bondage. A misunderstanding of this expression has caused many Christian people to believe in the old covenant. We have them in our church today. We have books that lead our children into the old covenant, and it leads them into bondage. And that is one reason, I'm not saying it's the only reason, but I think it's one prime reason why we're losing between 65% and 75% of our young people. Because we have dragged them through the cradle roll, the primary division, the junior division, the pathfinders, and whatever, we've dragged them through old covenant ideas. They can do nothing else but create bondage. Ellen White says, the knowledge of your broken promises and forfeited pledges weakens your confidence in your own sincerity and makes you feel that God cannot accept you. Steps to Christ, page 47. The new covenant brings liberty and not bondage. The fact of the matter is, God did not initiate the old covenant. It only says that God made the covenant because the people initiated it, and God had to go along with them. If the people will not keep step with him, he must at least humble himself and keep step with them to lead them back again to a readiness for receiving the new covenant that their father Abraham had so gladly received.